Victoria Opai, a teacher in a remote part of West Kalimantan, Indonesia's slice of Borneo, is charmed by the new road connecting her school to Putisabo, the nearest town. It is smooth, reasonably straight, and cuts through swathes of jungle. It used to take 3 hours to get into town, she says. Now it takes 40 minutes. Over the past 5 years, new roads, airports and railways have popped up across Indonesia. Reviving its ailing infrastructure was a pledge of Joko Widodo, the president known as Jokowi, during his first term. Along with poverty reduction measures, it helped him win re-election on April 17th. In his first term, Indonesia grew by 5.1% annually. Last year, the IMF said ambitious economic reforms could enable Indonesia to grow at 6.5% by 2022. Jokowi promises to improve human resources, meaning education and the quality of the labour force. In a speech on April 30th, he talked about upskilling Indonesia. In 2003, the constitution was amended to require the government to spend 20% of its budget on education. Previously, it had spent about half that, and the share of 13 to 18-year-olds enrolled in school has risen over the past two decades to 88%. But outcomes are poor. Over half of those who finish school are functionally illiterate. Between 2003 and 2015, Indonesia's scores in the PISA tests run by the OECD, a think tank of 36 countries, improved only slightly. In 2015, it came 64th out of the 70 countries in the organisation's rankings of 15-year-olds in literacy. The problem, says Daniel Suryadharma of the Smeru Research Institute in Jakarta, is not how much money goes on education, but how it is spent. Though half of the extra funding went on teachers' salaries, pay rises were not tied to performance, so there was no impact on attainment. Meanwhile, facilities are threadbare. Half of primary schools have no electricity. Shoddy schooling makes it hard for people to find jobs. Red tape makes it harder still. According to the World Bank's Ease of Doing Business ranking, Indonesia has the world's third highest severance pay. An employee dismissed after a year is entitled to 4 months' pay. Since it is expensive for firms to shed workers in lean times, they are reluctant to hire in good ones. Pricey severance also helps explain why 60% of Indonesian employees work in the informal sector, and why many of those who do not are on temporary rolling contracts.